If you take a peek through the door, you'll see our tool shop. That's a no-go area. Well, for everyone except our metal workers. And these people are one skillful set of workers, I can tell you. Just take a look at the amount of tools on those shelves. There are setup tools for the machines, there are reamers, there are mandrels, and lots more. When we borrow tools or gauges from here, we have to leave a token for identification. That's how it's always done in places like this. We make our own measuring devices too, you know. Back in the old days, each factory had its own measuring system and manufactured its own gauges. It was in this very room that the Pythagoras gauges were made. Nowadays, we use the Johansson set of gauge blocks. They came into general use sometime around the 1920s. Oh yeah, a lot has changed through the years. Take lighting, for instance. Just imagine having to do precision work by the light of a paraffin lamp. That's how it was in the beginning, before electricity. If you take a look up at the ceiling, you can get an idea of how they built factory roofs before, so as to let in as much natural light as possible. See the sawtooth pattern on the ceiling? There's window glass between every sawtooth, so that daylight can reach even the darkest corners of the factory. Clever, isn't it? Back in the old days, every factory was built like that. Keep looking up, you'll notice another interesting thing. The belt transmission system that runs the machines from an axle all along the ceiling. The whole factory had this system before, up to just a few years ago. They removed it from the rest of the place at the end of the 30s, but we've still got it here in the southern part of the factory. Get a move on, Johnson, the foreman shouted at me one morning when I was feeling a little bit tired. I guess he meant that I should get that transmission belt moving a bit faster. Sometimes those belts can be a nasty piece of work though. They can slide off the machine, and sometimes people even get stuck in them. The worst part though is the noise in the factory. It's enough to turn you deaf. Not to speak of the dirt. We try to brush off the worst of the dust from our clothes at the end of the day, but there's just one washing up sink in the place for the whole lot of us. We're not a particularly pretty sight when we get home, I tell you.